Today's shiur and every shiur throughout Chodesh Cheshvan is being sponsored by Morty and Lorraine Son, Lezecha Vishmas, Mrs. Son's father, Mr. Harold Levine, Lev Shalom, Rav Yechesel, Rav Yaakov Chanocha Levi, Lev Shalom, and Mr. Son's father, Dr. Harry Son, Lev Shalom, Rav Tzvi Ben Rav Elazar, Lev Shalom. Okay, I wanted to do, as I mentioned to you last week, when we did the Agadat Hashir, that one of the things we learned from Talmid Chacham is what to speak about and what not to speak about, what we should look into and what we shouldn't look into. So I was looking over my notes from Rav Shechter Shir, and Daf Chav Ches, he spent a whole day discussing Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, based on the fact that the Gemara over here discusses the concept of Nashim being included or excluded from the various elements of Yom Kippur. So I want to just read through parts of the Gemara now. I'll share with you a kasha that one of my talmidim this morning asked in the high school shir, which I did not have an answer for. I thought was a very, very sharp kasha. And then get into the sugya of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So the Mishnah had made two important statements in regards to who's chayiv in sukkah and who's pater. The Mishnah said that a katan is chayiv in sukkah once he's eino tzarech li'ima, once he's old enough. So we discussed that already. We discussed at some length the nature of the chiyuv of a katan in sukkah, but then the Mishnah also said that women are pturos from sukkah. So the Gemara asks that the Gemara says, how do I know that women are pturos from sukkah, and how do I know that a katan is chayiv? So the Gemara says it's from the same phrase in the pasuk. The pasuk says, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukos. So kol comes to tell me l'rabos is a katanim, that katanim are chayiv, and ha'ezrach v'hei, and ha'ezrach tells me that not all Ezrach is included in Sukkah, women are excluded. The hay is an exclusionary hay. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? That Ezrach, the word Ezrach alone, would have included women, and hay comes to exclude them? Is that true that Ezrach alone would have been inclusive? We know when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to Inoy and Yom HaKippurim, we also have the word Ha'ezrach, and we dash in that pasuk, Ha'ezrach l'rabos es hanashim, that the hay comes to include women, which implies that without the hay, the word Ezrach alone would have excluded women. So you see, it's a stira between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that when it comes to Sukkot, we're assuming that the word Ezrach is inclusive of women, and the hay is therefore needed to exclude them. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the word Ezrach is exclusive of women, and the letter hay comes to include women. So which is it? What does the word Ha'ezrach really mean? So when we say Yom Kippur, we're referring to the mitzvah of Inoy on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara had said that it's that you're right. Both of these drushos can't be true because they're a stira minayu bay in terms of how to understand the word Ezrach. So what you have to say is that one of them is a real drasha, and the other one is just an asmachta bi'alma. The other one is not a real drasha. Ezrach means either including women, like the pasuk would tell you by sukkah, where you need the hay to exclude them, and the whole drasha by Yom Kippur, would only be halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, or the opposite, that the drasha by Yom Kippur is for real, and the whole drasha by sukkah is halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai. So the Gemara wanted to know two things. First of all, hay krav hay hilchasa. You told me that one of them is a real drasha, one of them is just fake. It's halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, it's just an asmachta. Well, which one is real, which one is fake? Which one is a real drasha, which one's not? The other kasha the Gemara says is, I don't need a drasha, nor do I need halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai to teach me either of these dinim. It's obvious that women are pater from sukkah because it's a mitzvah shazman grama, and it's obvious that women are chayiv in Inor and Yom Kippur because they're chayiv in every single lo sase in the Torah. So I don't need the pasuk, nor do I need halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai. Both of these dinim are obvious dinim. So those are the two kashas the Gemara asks. First, which is which? Which is halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai? Which is the real drasha? And the other, whichever is which, doesn't matter. Either way, I don't need either one. They're both obvious. That's what the Gemara says. They should both be obvious. So on the first question, the Gemara on Amud Beis says, very matter-of-factly, very straightforward, Amar Abaye, second line, Li'olam Sukkah Hilchasa. Sukkah, the drasha from Sukkah, is not a real drasha. That's the fake one. The real drasha of Ha'ezrach is the drasha that we have by Inoy and Yom HaKippurim. Meaning, the word Ezrach really comes to exclude women. Ezrach means men and not women. The hey comes to include women. Right? The word Ezrach alone would mean not women. The hey comes to include women. By Sukkah, we darshan the opposite because we're not really darshaning. It's just an asmachta bialma. It's not a real drasha to exclude women when it comes to Sukkah. So in terms of hey krava, hey hilchsa, the Gemara says that's the answer. Rava disagrees with Abaye not on that point. He only disagrees with Abaye on how Abaye answers the second question. But how Abaye answers the first question, we never find anyone arguing the Gemara. Now here's the kasha one of my Talmidim asked this morning. We were learning this Gemara, and Shimi Steinitz, an 11th grader, said in the previous Gemara, when we were discussing how smart Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, and all the different things that he knew, the lowest of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, that he knew, Sichus Malchei Shareis, this and that, Dikduke Torah, V'Dikduke Sofrim. So what are examples, what does Dikduke Torah mean? So look at Rashi, Chav Chesam and Aleph, Dikduke Torah, Ribuye Osios, Shabbatin Lidrosh Ben Ribuye Mumiutim. Extra letters in the Torah from which we darshin Ribuyim and Miutim, from which we darshin Halachos. Kigon, what's an example? Ha'ezrach lahotzi ha'nashin. Ha'ezrach, to exclude women? She'diktika ha'Torah b'lashon lichtavos yaseir lamed. You see, the Torah wrote an extra letter in that word. Ha'ezrach, to tell you, to exclude women from Sukkah? So that's Dikduke Torah, that's the example of Dikduke Torah. We don't hold that. The Gemara at the end says, no, that's just halachal Moshe Misina. That's just halachal Moshe Misina, excluding women from Sukkah. It's not a real drasha. So the example Rashi gives of where the Torah is so careful, that every letter it uses is so precise, that everything is there to make a drasha out of, the one example in all of Shas that Rashi gives, is the one that we reject in the next page. I thought it was great kasha. Anyone have a teretz? I was stumped. Okay? We're all stumped? Let me know. Yeah?
Even though it's a drasha, the maskana is that we don't hold by it. To have a drasha for it, but we don't always have to pass it like a drasha.
No, but we, the Gemara then goes on to say, okay, so what's the hay really doing there? Right? If it's not about women, because that's halachal Moshe Misinai, there's got to be a drasha from the hay. So the Gemara says, the hay is l'rabos hasageri. Right? Isn't that what the Gemara says? That the real drasha, that the hay comes to include gerim. So there is a drasha to be made, but it's not that one. So if you're going to quote the drasha, quote a real drasha, quote one that we paskin like. It's an extremely sharp kasha. I was trying to think along lines of you. Maybe he's trying to dafka make that point, even drashas we reject. The kasha is better than the tenets, right? Meaning it's not, I started saying a sentence like that to try to answer him, and then I'm like, he's not going to buy it, it's not even true. Why would I even? it's a really sharp kasha. It was a very sharp kasha. Now, Tosis discusses, interesting discussion in Tosis over here. The rabbos hagerim. We say that the hay comes to include gerim. Normally, aren't gerim included anyway? So it's a big deal in poskim when you assume that gerim are included, when you assume gerim are not included. Again, not the topic for right now, but sometimes the Gemara needs drushas to include gerim. Sometimes the Gemara just assumes, well, ger is a Jew, of course the ger is included. On the first page in Yaradeya, I think the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef discusses this. First page in Yaradeya, where in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Siman Aleph, is in Yaradeya, so Hilchos Shechita, the Shach discusses like what the status of gerim is without drushas. Like when we assume gerim would be, it could be that the word ezrach dafka seems exclusionary of gerim. Because what's the translation of the word ezrach? Ezrach sounds like how did you translate? Natives, right? Like a native citizen. So a ger is not, if he may be a citizen, but he's not a native citizen. So one might have thought that word alone would be exclusive of gerim. That's why the hay comes to include gerim. But anyway, so the Gemara said that back to the other kasha the Gemara had. So what was the other kasha? The other kasha was, why do I need to be told women are chayiv in mitzvahs? Why do women are potter from sukkah? Of course they're potter. It's mitzvah seishas man rabba. So that Abaye says, no, it's not so pashut that they're potter because of mitzvah seishas man rabba, because one might have thought the chayiv of teishu came to duru demands that you bring your wife in there with you. Just like you live in your house with your wife, you should live in the sukkah with your wife. I might have thought, Teshuvah came to Duru, and that should be mechayev the woman, because she needs to be in there, the husband needs her in there, come Ashmalon that it's not so. There's a lot to talk about on that point also. Bez Hashem, after we get to the Tosefah stuff, maybe we'll get to that point. What's the Havamina and what's the Kamash Malon? Havamina that what? That a woman would be chayiv, or that a woman should help her man, her husband, fulfill his chayiv, much like she does by Peruravu? Or does it mean that it creates a chiyuv for the woman? Or that she would have a responsibility? That's the Havamina. And based on what you all the Havamina is, what's the Kamash Malan? Meaning, is the Havamina, I might have thought that a woman would have her own real chiyuv because of Teshu came to the Duru of the man. Kamash Malan, it's not a chiyuv, but still maybe she should be there in order for the husband to fulfill his Teshu came to the Duru. Or Kamash Malan, this whole thing is garbage. That you don't need the woman there and the husband fulfills his Teshu came to the Duru without the woman there. Okay, that's an important discussion that has to be had about the role of a woman in a man's kiyum of sukkah and the role of a woman in her own possible kiyum of sukkah. So that's what Abaye says. That's why it's not so pashut that a woman is pata from sukkah based on Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Rava says, different answer. No, why would I have thought women are chayiv? Tesvav, tesvav, because they're shavah, tesvav, tesvav. Just like they're chayiv in matzah, they're chayiv in sukkah as well. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon, that it's not so. That's why I need a special drush and tell me that it's not so. It's interesting. Tosos in Maseches Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, asks the kasha in the reverse. He says, why don't we darshan tesvav, tesvav, to tell me that women should be putter for matzah? Why do we, what does Tosus say? I'm sorry, Tosus doesn't ask that. Tosus asks, why don't we say, why do I need a drasha? Tosus asks, why do I need a drasha of kol sheyeshon bal tochel matzah, kol sheyeshon bal tochel chametz, yeshon bekom echel matzah? Why do I need a drasha to tell me that women are chayiv in matzah? Isn't it obvious anyway that they're chayiv in matzah? Because of afhein hoyu ba'usu aneis. So, Rabbeinu Yosef Yerushalayim at the end of that Tosfos, Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, says no, because had I not had, because I would have had a Havamina that Tezvav Tezvav would tell me that women are pata from Matzah. So that's why I need a special drasha. Afein Oyibos Anes would tell me that they're Chayiv. Tezvav Tezvav would tell me that they're pata. So that's why I need a third drasha called Sheyesh Abata Chochamis, Yesh Abukum Echo Matzah, tell me that they're Chayiv. The Kosav Ashlishi and Machriya Beinehem. That's how Rabbi Yosef Yishu Shlaim understands. But it's interesting, because he understands that Tezvav, Tezvav would be used in the reverse. It would be used to tell me that just like the Pata from Sukkah, so to the Pata from Matzah. The Gemara over here is saying the Havamina would have been the other way. Havamina that just like the Chayiv in Matzah, the Chayiv in Sukkah. So Kamash Malan Apostle, that no, they're Pata from Sukkah. So Tosfos is clearly saying over there is, once I have this Pasuk, then maybe I should flip the Tezvav, Tezvav in the other direction and learn from Sukkah to matzah. My son called me up on the way home from the Shabbaton, and he asked, why is it that women are pater from sukkah? Shouldn't we say afin hoyibos anes, that should be mechayiv women in sukkah? So it wasn't his own kasha. It was the Rebbe gave out this question. So sometimes the Rebbeim like to test which parents are rabbis and which ones aren't, which is the entire point, I guess, of asking the kids to come on with this question. So I wasn't going to let them off the hook easy. I said, take out a Gemara Pesachim. So you have to find a Gemara Pesachim. Open up Kuf Ches Amid Beis. Right? We know this Tosin. Pesachim, Kuf Ches Amid Beis. So no, what's the top two Tosin of the same Dibra Maskil? They don't. I was wrong about that. One is Sha'af Hein Hayibot Sanes. The other one is Hein Hayibot Sanes. So I said, the second Tosfos. And he says, Hein Hayibot Sahagam. I said, no, Hein Hayibot Sahanes. So he said, yes. And so I said, read it. He says, okay. Hein Hayibot Sahagam. Drove me crazy. So, but ultimately, Tosus asks this kasha, right? Tosus asks this kasha. So Tosus gives the teretz over there, Pesachim Kuf Ches Amid Beis. Why is that women aren't included in sukkah based on Afein Hayibot Sahanes? So Tosus says, because you can't say Afein Hayibot Sahanes on Mitzvah Daraisa. Only a Mitzvah Rabbanan. Again, when we discuss women, maybe we'll get back into that that tells us a little bit. Just the PS to the story, if you don't mind. For my son, I said to my son yesterday, Nu, did you tell your rabbi the answer? He said, yes. I said, anyone else tell him the answer? Yes. How did that other boy get the answer? He went into the Rosh Hashiva in Shayashiv. He went into Rav Naftali Yeager's office, and he asked him this question. So my son said, this is unbelievable. You're not going to believe this, Abba. He went into the Rosh Hashiva's office. He asked him the question. The Rosh Hashiva, without thinking, without batting an eye, said, get a Gemara Pesachim. And he points to the Tosfos and he says, it's in this Tosfos. He goes, isn't the Rosh Hashiva genius? I'm like, hey, I did the same thing. Whatever. Never going to win. Okay, anyway. The Rosh Hashiva is a genius. Not for that, but... okay, back to the originally scheduled program. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's how I know. That's why it's not so obvious that women are part of Sukkah. That's why I needed drasha. I would have thought either Teshuvah came to do it, or I would have thought Tesvav. What about Yom Kippur? So what about Yom Kippur? Why is it not obvious that women are chayv in Yom Kippur? They're chayv in Kol Osa Seshe B'Torah, Hishra Kosev Ishul Ishul Kol Onshin Shem B'Torah. Men and women are always the same in Los Aseis. Very important. Tosos makes the Ha'ara and the top Tosos that the Torah is written B'Lashon Zachar in general, but that does not mean to be exclusive of women. It's written B'Lashon Zachar, meaning to include everybody, men and women. The only time you're supposed to exclude women is when the Torah uses the word Ish. Why would the Torah say Ish? That Ish has to do this. Just tell me that we do it, and I know that everybody's got to do it. So Ish is exclusive of women. The fact that the Torah is written B'Lashon Zachar is not exclusive of women. So all the laws I say in the Torah are written B'Lashon Zachar. It means for both men and women. So why do I need a special drasha to tell me that women are chayiv in Yom Kippur, in Inoy, and Yom HaKippurim? It's obvious that women are chayiv in Inoy and Yom Kippurim. Answers the Gemara, Tosefes Inoy. That's the Chiddush. That since Tosefes Inoy is not a lo saseh, it's purely a mitzvah saseh, so a drasha from a pasuk comes to tell me that women are chayiv in Tosefes Inoy also, that you might have thought they should be pater, mitzvah shazman grama, kamashvon that they're chayiv. Right off the bat, from our Gemara alone, even without seeing the other couple of Gemaras in Shas that discuss Tosefes Inoy and Tosefes Shabbos, you see right away Tosefes Inoy is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Very clearly, it's darshaning psukim to tell me that women are chayiv in Tosefes Inoy. That makes it a din d'oraisa, right? That's going to determine conclusively that Tosefes Inoy is itself a din d'oraisa. So let's discuss a little bit about Tosefes Inoy, Tosefes Shabbos, the source for the din, how one fulfills Tosefes, and what happens when you add on to Yumei Kodesh. What happens when you add from Shabbos and Yom Tov? For those guys who were in the yeshiva the first half of last year, this Mar Makomos, this exact Mar Makomos packet was handed out at our first Shabbaton, but we didn't get too far. We only did like a few Mar Makomos in the second half of the packet. We didn't actually get to say over the shir because Rabbi Balsam so rudely interrupted us by coming. You know, he joined our Tish, Baruch Hashem, and he was able to share much more his Torah. What? You know, Tish, you know, remember all that singing? Remember? Okay. Yeah. You had a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, why is it, sometimes we have Ish, like, we have certain times that Torah says that includes an Ish and the women and the gear and everybody. Why would it be necessary to include everybody? Based on that.
Just say B'Lashon Zachar and it automatically includes everybody. So don't say Ezra, say B'Lashon Zachar and it automatically includes everybody. Good question. I don't know. Okay, so the source for the concept of Tosef Shabbos Tosef Zino is Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Alef Amud Beis, goes through a limud from Sukkim to teach me about Tosefes Inoy Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom Kippur, and Tosefes Shabbos in that order. Right? Darshan's apostle, V'nisim Snaf Shoseichem B'tisha L'chodesh, that there's a mitzvah Inoy on the ninth day of the month. Yom Kippur happens to fall out on the tenth day of the month, not the ninth day of the month. So the Gemara in Yom Pe'alf and Beis says, Yachl Yaskul V'yasana B'tisha. B'tisha, I might think you should start fasting on the ninth day of the month. Tam Lomar Ba'erev. That's why he tells me, no, the mitzvah, the Yisr of eating, and the mitzvah of fasting is really only on the tenth day of the month. But that's why, from the word be'erev, I would think, okay, so you wait till it gets dark, and that's when you should start fasting. No, the pasuk says betisha. So what is it? Do you fast on the ninth day? Do you not fast on the ninth day? So, okay, you need to start fasting already on the ninth day. That must be the beginning of the fast. Mikan shemosifin michal al kodesh. So the fundamental source of Tosefes that the Gemara quotes initially, the starting point is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Tosefes Inoy on Yom HaKippurim. It's not even Tosefes Yisr Malach on Yom Kippur. It's darshaning about Yisr to eat on Yom Kippur. So it's Tosefes Inoy on Yom HaKippurim. Then the Gemara goes on. V'in li'el yom ha'kipurim shabbasos minayin. How do I know Shabbos also? Tamalomar tishbasu. Ein li'el shabbasos yom tov minayin. Tamalomar shabbatchem. Extra ribuyim to include this din of Tosefes for Shabbos, for Yantav also. Primarily the pasuk is about Yom HaKippurim. But from all these extra ribuyim, we see that we're always Mosif Mechal Ala Kodesh. The Gemara says there's something else also that we learn from the fact that the pasuk says V'nisim Nisnaf Shaseichem B'tish Al HaKodesh, that you're supposed to fast on the ninth day of the month, and that of course is that there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth day of the month. That anyone who eats on the ninth day of the month, it's Ki'ilu Hisana Shivasiri. It's as if he's fasted both the ninth day and the tenth day of the month. Fine, that's the primary source for the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and Tosefes Shabbos, and Tosefes Yantiv. So the Gemara in Yuma tries to figure out, okay, so what's the, do you get punished? Is it Chiv Kares if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur? In the Zman of Tosefes, you Chiv Kares for that? So says Gemara, our Gemara already said no, right? Our Gemara already said there's no onesh, no asara. It's only a mitzvah saseh. So how does our Gemara know that that's true, that you're not chayiv kares? After all, if it's included within Yom Kippur, that's one of the rules of Yom Kippur, is that you have to add on a little bit more beforehand. So I would think it follows Yom Kippur rules, so you should be chayiv kares. So that's another Gemara, Yumadav Peyal. The Gemara says, V'inisim esav shaseichim chav lochal asasu yochul ye'enu shal tosefes melacha. We darshan that you only get kares for malacha when you do malacha on Yom Kippur itself, not in the extra time that you add on to Yom Kippur. I might think, okay, that's for the Yisum Malacha if you do it in the Zman of Tosefes. How about eating right before Yom Kippur starts? One might think you should get kares for that. Talmud Omar ki kol nefesh shalosu na be'atzma yom hazeh v'nichrasa, and we darshan al itzuma shal yom enosh kares ve'enosh kares al tesevus inoy. You only get kares bein l'malacha, bein l'inoy, when you violate on Yom Kippur itself. There's man at Tosefes, there's no kares, it's darshan from Sukkim. Now what emerges from that Gemara is that both Tosefes Inui and Tosefes Melacha, all the dinim of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, are Doraisa. Because the Gemara says, how do I know you don't get kares by both Tosefes Melacha and by Tosefes Inui? Psukim! What do you need Psukim to tell me you don't get kares for it if it were only a din Drabanan? You don't get kares for any Drabanan. There's not a single Drabanan that you get kares for. So obviously, you wouldn't get kares for them. So the fact that that you need psukim to tell me not to get kares from it, and that psukim address the issue, is a clear raya that it's that the din of Tosefes Melacha and Tosefes Inoy is da'oraisa. Also, in the Gemara Maseches Beitzah Daf Lamed, the Gemara discusses when the mitzvah of Ocheach Tochiach applies, and when we say Mutav Shishogin Valyu Mezidin. Sometimes you see someone doing something wrong, and you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to tell them that they're doing something wrong, to correct their behavior. Sometimes you see someone doing something wrong, and it's better not to tell them. Mutav shiyushogin v'al yemezidin, better leave them be. So the Gemara discusses that when it comes to a d'rabbanon, we say mutav shiyushogin v'al yemezidin. When it comes to a d'rabbanon, let people violate a d'rabbanon b'shogeg. Don't let them violate a d'oraisa b'shogeg. Tell them if they're violating a daraisa. That's what the Gemara thinks in the Havamina. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Even on daraisas, sometimes it's best not to tell them. For example, the Gemara says, we see that women all the time eat and drink during the Zman of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and nobody says anything to them. So you see it's a daraisa, and the Rabbanan allow people not to say anything. So we apply Mutav Shishogin Valyu Mezidin even on a Da'oraisa. Even on a Da'oraisa, we don't tell them, we don't correct the behavior. So that's the example the Gemara gives. What's the example of a Da'oraisa where we don't correct the behavior? Tosefes Inui. So you see clearly in that Gemara also that we always assume Tosefes Inui is a Din Da'oraisa. It's indisputable evidence from Gemara after Gemara that Tosefes Inui is a Din Da'oraisa. It is not a Din Da'rabanan. And that women are Chayiv in Tosefes Inui Mi Da'oraisa. Right? Women are eating and drinking in the Zman of Tosefes, and no one says no one says anything to them. What's the Havamina? The Mutav Shushogin should only apply to the Rabbanans and not to the Daraisas. That by a Daraisa you need to educate the people and tell them that they're doing wrong. By the Rabban you don't need to educate the people. So I think this is what they say over, that's they explain this based on the Nesivis and Reish Lama Dalit that we've mentioned many times. The Nesivis explains that we know from the Gemara in Nedarim that there are some things, some Yisurim, that when you take, what's the difference between Neder and Nedava? What's the difference between saying, I hereby promise that I'm going to bring an animal, bring a sheep for a karban, versus saying, I hereby promise that this sheep will be brought for a karban. So the difference is, when I say, I'm going to bring a sheep for a karban, I happen to have in mind that I want to bring this sheep because it's extra and I have it right here and might as well bring it for the karban. But if that sheep gets lost or destroyed or dies or whatever, the chiv is on me. It's a chiv on the gavra. So I have to go and bring another sheep for a karban because I made a neder on me. It's my chiv. But when I took a balashon, this sheep is going to be a karban. Hare zu ola, whatever. This sheep is going to be an ola snedaba. If that sheep dies, so I don't have to bring another one. And then my neder was that sheep. I don't have to replace that sheep. It was on that sheep. It was a din on the cheftza. When I say it about me, it's a din on the gavra. That's a din on the cheftza. So that's obvious. That's clear. That there's a difference between a chiyuv on the cheftza and a chiyuv on the gavra. So frek the nesivus and reish lam dalid, not in so many words, but what the achronim discuss is, what about all the other isurim in the Torah? The isurim chazer. Is that a din in the cheftza, that chazer is a cheftza of isur? Or is it a din in the gavra? That I'm not allowed to eat chazer, but there's nothing inherently wrong with chazer, it's just that it's a din in the gavra. Any mitzvah in the Torah, is it din in the chevtza or din in the gavra? Right? So the Nesiva suggests the following chiluk that we've, Rabbi Bolzman, I'm sure, mentioned earlier in the year, which is that it depends if we're dealing with Yisurim D'Araisa or Yisurim D'Rabbanan. When you're dealing with Yisurim D'Rabbanan, the Isur is only on the gavra. When you're dealing with Yisurim D'Araisa, the Isur is on the chevtza. What does that mean? Because Isser on the Cheftza means that this item has inherent qualities of Isser. It was created as Isser. So if you have, who can imbue an item with inherent spiritual qualities? Only he who created that item. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say that a Chazer has inherent spiritual negativity. Only God can do that because God created the Chazer. If I don't want you to eat something, I can't change that thing. I can't change the spiritual makeup of the item. You know what I can do? I can tell you, look, I'm your rabbi, I'm your parent, whatever. Don't eat that. You're not allowed to have it. Nothing's wrong with it. It's a din on you. So that's what the Nesiva says. All Yisurim D'Araisa are Yisurim Cheftza. All Yisurim D'Rabbanan are Yisurim Gavra. The Rabbanan can't recreate an item and say, you know what? Chicken and milk has inherent spiritual negativity. God didn't create chicken and milk with inherent spiritual negativity. The rabbis can't turn it into that. What the rabbis can do is, the rabbis are in charge of you. So the rabbis, and me, the rabbis can tell us, you're not allowed to eat it. There's nothing inherently wrong with it, you're not allowed to have it. So that's the Vart of the Nesivus. So says the Nesivus, it therefore turns out, that if someone does an Issa da Oraisa b'shogeg, let's say I eat chazer, I don't know that I'm eating chazer, totally b'shogeg, did I do an Issa? So yes, I did something negative because I took this thing that has inherent spiritual negative vibes and I ingested it. So that's an iser. Bishogeg, but it's an iser. So I have to bring karban. But if I do an iser d'rabbanon bishogeg, so there's nothing inherently wrong with the item. Why am I not allowed to eat chicken and milk? Because I have a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. And it's a rebellion against Torah authority if I go, the authority of the rabbis, if I go and I violate an Issa d'Rabbanan. But if I do it b'shogeg, I'm not rebelling against anybody. I don't even realize I'm doing the Isser. So it's not a rebellion against any Torah authority. I don't even know what I'm doing. So it's not inherently wrong, nor is it a rebellion against Torah authority, says the Nesivus. If you do an Issa d'Rabbanan b'shogeg, you didn't do an Isser. It's totally mutter to do an Issa d'Rabbanan b'shogeg. Rav Shaftan, when he said over in the Sesivus, used to say that there are some Ashkachas out there that will allow Yisurim D'Rabbanan into the product. If they'll give Ashkacha, they'll allow things that are Asurim D'Rabbanan, chicken and milk, no problem. Why? Because the way they figure it is the consumer has no idea that there's chicken and milk in the product. So they're doing it totally b'shogeg. Lamdos. They're doing it totally b'shogeg. And since it's b'shogeg and it's only a drabbanon, they're not doing nisa. They don't even eat tshuva. They don't need kapara. They don't. The Rav Hamakshi does, right? But the people buying it, the innocent consumer, doesn't need kapara. Such a halacha lemaisa application of this nesivus. But maybe based on that nesivus, that's probably what the Gemara had in mind. The Gemara was saying, "Mutav shishogeg v'alim mezid." When must you stop a person who's doing an avera b'shogeg? So when must you stop him? The Gemara says, I would think only when he's doing a daraisa b'shogeg. Why? Because the daraisa b'shogeg is an avera. That's a real avera. But if he's doing a derabbanan b'shogeg, mutav shishogeg him. Let it be. Let him violate the avera b'shogeg. You're going to tell him about it, he's going to do a b'mezid, then he's going to be doing a real iser. When he's doing a derabbanan, okay, so he's not even really doing an iser. So mutav shishogeg, that's the havamin of the Gemara. The question is, what's the kamash malan? But that's the havamin of the Gemara, that there's a difference between shogeg and mezid on that level. That's probably, I would think, the pash p'shar and havamin, yeah? What's the kamash malan? So the question is the kamash malan that the whole part of the nesivus is wrong? So we'd rather not say that. We'd rather say, because after all, l'chora, the kamash malan is pretty simple. That what's the kamash malan? Which direction do we go in the maskana of the Gemara? That even on the oraisas, still better to leave him alone. Why? Because he's not doing anything wrong? No, of course not. He is doing something wrong. Why better to leave him alone even on daraisas when he's doing something b'shogeg? Mutav shishogeg v'alim mezidin. Because look what the alternative is. The alternative is he's going to be doing something worse. Right now he's doing an aver b'shogeg. And it's bad and he needs kapara and he needs to do tshuva and he's got to bring carbon with him, something that's built. But if you tell him something, he's going to do that aver b'mezid. And it's going to be worse. And the carbon's not going to be good enough. He's not even going to be able to get kapara through a carbon. That's the Kamash Mulan, I think. Kamash Mulan is not that the Vart of the Nesivus is wrong. I think the Vart of the Nesivus could still be correct. It's just that still, even so, it's not worth it. But anyway, that's off topic. The main point that we see from here, from this Gemara in Beitza, and from all the other Gemaras, Tosefus Inoy is very clearly a Din D'Oraisa. That's Tosefus Inoy in Yom Kippurim. We have all these Gemaras that are very clear it's Din D'Oraisa. What about Tosefus Shabbos? Is Tosefus Shabbos a Din D'Oraisa or is it not a Din D'Oraisa? So the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin, Amar B'Chiyav Ravin, Rav Tzali shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven early on Friday night. He would daven at the early minyan on Friday night, like a lot of people do during the summertime. He would always daven early on Friday night. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli shall Motzai Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia had more interesting minag. He would daven early on Motzai Shabbos. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, time for Maariv. I don't know if it's 2 o'clock, but he davened early on Motzai Shabbos. Rav Salish Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Amr Kedush Halakos, Oin Amr Kedush Halakos. Says Gemara, did he say Kiddush early also? Or did he not say Kiddush early? So says Gemara, Tashema, Dam Rav Nachman Rav Shulam, Mespalad Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, V'Omer Kedush Halakos. Milsa Kavsei. Yeah, we can even say Kedush Halakos. He even says Kiddush early. So everything was done early. Mitzvah Kiddush, Drabbanan and Daraisa. Mitzvah Kiddush and Shabbos. It's clearly Mitzvah Daraisa. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. If Tosefus Shabbos itself is only a Din Drabbanan, so if you were to ask me, a person davens early on Friday night, is it Shabbos Midaraisa? So if you're going to tell me that, no, it's only Shabbos Midrabbanan, it's not Shabbos Midaraisa, should a person be able to make Kiddush, which is a Chiyuv Daraisa to do on Shabbos? Should a person be able to make Kiddush during that time? He should not be able to. Because it's only Shabbos Midrabbanan. How could he be Yotzei? It's Kiddush Daraisa. During his man, it's only Shabbos Midrabbanan. It shouldn't work. Yeah? Good. Kiddush Halakos is only Drabbanan. Absolutely correct. But Kiddush is Daraisa. So the question really is, if the guy says Kiddush, even the Halakos Kiddush, during his man of Tosefus, does he need to do something later to do Kiddush Daraisa? Does he need to add something else, after Tzeisach Chavim, to do something to make Kiddush Daraisa? So the Gemara just seems to say, nah, let him do Kiddush in the Zman HaTosefes. What about being Mekayim Kiddush Daraisa, though? The Gemara never says, meaning, what Jeremy's saying is a good point, what he could say, after, you could say, okay, let him do Kiddush Al Kos then, and then later on, say Good Shabbos. After say some Chavim. But the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says, yes, say Good Shabbos later on. Right? In order to be Mekayim the Kiddush, Midoraisa. So says the Ra'ah, on that Gemara in Brachos, there's a Raya that Tosefet Shabbos, Doraisa. Otherwise, you would never be able to Yotze Kiddush Doraisa during this Manat Tosefes. So it's got to be that Tosefet Shabbos is in fact a Din Doraisa. Or Zeruah also. Or Zeruah quotes Rabbeinu Yaakov Mikorvil, HaKadosh, Zatzal, that since Tosefet Shabbos Yom Tovim is only Drabbanon, how could you make Kiddush? He asks this Kasha. If Tosefet Shabbos is only Drabbanon, how could you make Kiddush during this man HaTosefes? And he goes on to say, it says in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. You need to have Kiddush Makom Suda. The Suda Shabbos has to be during Shabbos itself, not during the Zman HaTosefes. So how can you make Kiddush for Suda Shabbos that's going to be later, beforehand, before it's really Shabbos? So he has the same kasha, right? He has the same kasha. Again, which seems to all point in the direction that Tosefet Shabbos is itself a Din D'oraisa. Now, let's say, yeah?
Don't we say that, let's say like Tan, can they be
Yosei,
even though
the only Chiyuv
can they also be Yosei people who have a Chiyuv D'oraisa, you know, say for like a benching?
No, I think we say no.
The Gemara and Brachos says... Since their sins are going to become any Bar Chiyuv, we say that they're allowed to.
I think the Gemara over there says that they can't in the end, that a katan, someone who's chayv drabban can't be motzi someone who's chayv daraisa, cannot be motzi someone who's chayv daraisa. The Gemara says that a katan can be motzi gadol, because it does say that. But Rashi says that's because if the gadol only eats a shir midrabanan, right? Isn't that what Rashi says? It tells us one of them says that a gadol only eats a shir midrabanan, so the gadol is only chayv midrabanan himself in benching. So that's when a katan can be motzi. Right, only when both are derabbanan. So this seems like pretty strong proof that Tosefet Shabbos is d'oraisa. After all, the Gemara says that they made Kiddush. They made Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefes. So it seems pretty strong that Tosefet Shabbos is d'oraisa. So how do you respond to that? How do you address that issue? Meaning, if you hold Tosefet Shabbos is derabbanan, how are you Yotze Kiddush during the Zman HaTosefes? So, again, this whole piece is pretty much straight out of Rabbi Sachs and a little bit of Rav Asher Weiss also. Rabbi Sachs took a little from Rav Asher Weiss also. Between Minchas Asher, Simon, Shemos, Simon Lamed Beis, and Sefer Chemdas Yam of Rabbi Sachs, Simon Yud Tes. So, he quotes a Mordechai. The Mordechai Megillah writes as follows. V'nishal Rav Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina. How's a blind man supposed to be motzi his family in Kiddush? If a blind man, according to Rav Yehuda, is potter from mitzvos, he's not chayv midaraisa in mitzvos. So how could someone who's chayv only midarabanan in Kiddush be motzi the rest of his family, including his wife, who's chayv midaraisa in Kiddush? That's the kasha the Mordechai raises. And the Mordechai says that Rabbi Tuvia Mivina answered, that, what do you mean? You find it even by Kiddush itself, by regular people. Because the Gemara says you can make Kiddush during the Zman HaTosefes, right? And you could be Motzi, you could be Yotzi Yechiv of Kiddush. So if you could be Yotzi Yechiv of Kiddush during the Zman HaTosefes, which itself is only Drabbanan, so it must be that there's no problem that a Drabbanan could be Motzi a Doraisa. You just asked another question. You can't really answer a question by saying you think that's the only problem. There are more problems. Okay, so two problems makes an answer. Two problems doesn't usually make an answer. We have to say is he holds. Maybe he learns Pshat and Akamar and Brachos that a katan could be motzi a gadol in benching even when the gadol ate a shir. That a derabbanan can be motzi a daraisa. That's the koach of a derabbanan. And when the rabbanan are mechayiv you, you become a bar chiyuva. And since you become a bar chiyuva, you have the ability to be motzi other people. This obviously relates very much to how strong Darabanans are. The famous Machlokes Rama Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. Is every Darabanan really a Daraisa? It relates very much to Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, when the Rabbanan tell you to do a mitzvah in a certain way, you don't do it in that way. To what extent do the Rabbanan control Chiyuv and Daraisa? Apparently, the Mordechai holds that the Rabbanans, once you're Chayiv Midrabban, you can even be Motzi, someone who's Chayiv Midaraisa. Okay. Now, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam happens to be that Tosefes Shabbos is only Darabanan. We'll get to that. But right now, let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Shvisas Asar, which obviously is about Yom HaKippurim, Shvisas Asar, source number 9, Kishem Sheshvus Mi Malach Abo, Bein Beyom Bein Belayla, Kach Shvus Le'inoi Bein Beyom Bein Belayla. Just like you have to rest from Malacha on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to, you also have to afflict yourself on Yom Kippur both day and night. V'tzarech lahosav mechala l'kodesh b'knisaso v'yitziyas ha'shnemer v'yinisim v'snaf sh'sechem b'tisha l'kodesh b'erev klomer ischil atzom v'lesanos me'erev tisha ha'samach la'asiri. And there's a pasuk that teaches us that there's a din of Tosefes Inui. Ram quotes a pasuk. Ram is very clear. Tosefes Inui is Daraisa. Says the Magen Mishnah, Tosefes Inui, the Rambam says, is Daraisa. Notice the Rambam does not quote a pasuk about Tosefes Malacha. Even though the Gemara did, the Gemara quoted a pasuk, the Rambam does not quote a pasuk that the issur of doing malacha on Erev Yom Kippur is asur. Magen Mishnah writes, "Midivrei Rabbeinu Nira, we see from the Rambam, she'ein tosefes dvar Torah elo bi'inoi, avlo ba'asiyas malacha." Well, so if the Rambam holds that there's no din tosefes malacha da'oraisa on Yom Kippur, it stands to reason that the Rambam holds there's no din of tosefes malacha da'oraisa on any day. Tosefes Yantif, Tosefes Shabbos, where there is no Inui to begin with. And the whole din Tosefes is a din in Malacha. Rambam doesn't hold it, that's Daraisa. So the Rambam holds that there's no din of Tosefes Malacha, says the Magen Mishnah, not in Yom Kippur, not in Shabbos, not in Yantif. Now Bir Alacha and Reish Samach Aleph says that Midrabanan, even the Rambam would say Yafi Mosu Michal Al Kodesh, but only Midrabanan. Midaraisa, you don't have to. Kesef Mishnah goes even one step further. Kesef Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam, not only is there no Tosefes Melacha Mida Oraisa, there's no Tosefes Melacha even Midrabanan. There's no Indian whatsoever being Mosav Michal Al Kodesh when it comes to Melacha. According to the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah. Umash Mali, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Dvar Torah Shekasav Lavdavka. When the Rambam says that the only mitzvah of Tosefes, Dvar Torah is Inui and not Melacha, he didn't really mean Dvar Torah. He meant the only din Tosefes at all is Tosefes Inui. There's no din Darabanan of Tosefes Malacha even. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Samach Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Tosefes, I don't know if I have it in here, but when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Tosefes in Simen Reish Samach Aleph, listen to how he quotes it. Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lehosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. Some say you need to be Mosav Michal Al HaKodesh. Why is that only Yesh Omrim? Because the Shulchan Aruch, same author as the Kesef Mishnah, is always very loyal to the Rambam. So whenever he's going to give a psak that's against the Rambam, he'll quote it in a Yesh Omrim. So apparently he holds that the Rambam does not believe that there's any Indian or din of being Mosav Michal Al HaKodesh. The whole thing is only a din. The whole thing is not even a din d'rabbanan. There's no Indian whatsoever. The whole din of Tosefes is where? Yom Kippur and Inui. Period. According to the Rambam. The way the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. It's as far as it goes. So, according to the Rambam, not only that, the Magen Mishnah writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Magen Mishnah writes in Hilchos Chanukah, what if you have the following situation? It's Chanukah, Erev Shabbos. Which should you light first, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? So obviously it's not Shabbos yet, because then you wouldn't be allowed to light either. Right? If it were really Shabbos already, can't light candles. That much we know, right? So it's Erev Shabbos. What do you light first, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah? What are you taina? Happens every year. Ner Shabbos first? Why do you say Ner Shabbos first? Tadir. So what's the counter argument? You have to light Hanukkah candles. Once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos. You're Mekabel Shabbos. So the Rambam says in Magen Mishnah, most would tell you, since there's a din of Tosefa Shabbos, as soon as you light Shabbos candles, that's your Shabbos. Too late to light Hanukkah candles. You can't light Hanukkah candles anymore. It's Aser. Says Magen Mishnah, according to the Rambam, not so. According to the Rambam, you light Shabbos candles early, it's not Shabbos yet. There's no chalos of Tosefes Shabbos. Forget about there's no requirement of Tosefes Shabbos. It doesn't even happen. It doesn't even work. If you try it, it still isn't Shabbos. It's like trying to say on Monday that, yeah, I'm not like candles today, so I want it to be Shabbos. Does it make Monday into Shabbos? It's not Shabbos, still it's Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, in a chinami, Shai would be right. Light the Neiros Shabbos first, Tadir, and then light the Neiros Chanukah. Magnishan writes, Kosa b'hagim, rosa l'adik ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, mitchila madlik shal Chanukah v'achar kach shal Shabbos, shem hidlik shal Shabbos tchila, for a kibbol Shabbos alav. You have to light Chanukah first, because if you light Shabbos, that's already Kabbalah Shabbos. He says, but Rishonim disagree. V'lo matzasi b'divri Rabbeinu Kabbalah oseres b'er of Shabbos v'aplo tosefes. And you can look in all the Sifrei Rambam, you'll never find that the Rambam holds that there's an Isra Malacha in Tosefa Shabbos. It doesn't even have a chalos, it doesn't even work, it doesn't even create Shabbos. The Rambam believed in Talmud Bavli, he learned Talmud Bavli fairly well, right? We saw Gemara before. The Gemara says, Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. Rav davened early on Friday night. Gemara even says he made Kiddush early on Friday night. So if he davened early on Friday night, he made Kiddush early on Friday night, and there's no such thing as Tosefa Shabbos, what on God's green earth was Rav doing? Did he also daven Shabbos davening on Monday? According to the Rambam, it's the same, right? What was he doing? So in order to answer that, you have to look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, writes as follows: Yeshlo lispal tefilas arvis shalele Shabbos be'erev Shabbos kodem shetishka achama v'chein yispal arvis shal motzoy Shabbos b'Shabbos l'fi shetfilas arvis rishus ein medaktikin b'zmana. Says the Rambam, you know why they daven Marav early? Take a careful look back at that Gemara that told us that he daven Marav early on Friday night. What was the very next line of Gemara? So not only did they daven Marav early on Friday night, they also daven Marav early when? Saturday night. That's not Tosefa Shabbos. It says davening Marav early has nothing to do with Tosefa Shabbos. Davening Marav early has to do with the weakness of Marav. That since Marav is only Rishos, we don't really care when you say it. We're not so medaktik in the Zman of Marav. It's a very strong deal the Rama makes. You can't argue that davening Marav early on Friday night is a din in Tosefa Shabbos, because then why in the world are they davening Marav early on Saturday night? That's not a din in Tosefa Shabbos. Adrab, it should say they daven Marav late on Motzai Shabbos. But it doesn't say that. It says they daven early on Motzai Shabbos. Can't be about Tosefa Shabbos. It's got to be about something about Marav. That Marav is Rishus, so we're not medaktik in this man.
Yeah, but then it would make sense that Rav would also have done that the next day also. Oh, don't we say it's two different shitas? Right? So I'm taking it you said that Marav is so weak that Rav should have, you know, would have also been the person that would have said it the, you know, or the next day as well.
Okay, good. Unless the Gemara is saying that maybe they're not arguing. Maybe it's just saying, we know this was his Hanaga, whatever. But no one thinks anyone else is wrong. It's not quoted as a machlokas. Ah, so that's in terms of Marav. What about Kiddush? According to the Rambam, okay, I understand. The Rambam says, daven Marav early Friday night, because it doesn't matter, Marav is only Rishus anyway. What about Kiddush? Why would you say Kiddush early Friday night? The Gemara says they made Kiddush early. So for that, you got to look in the Rambam when he discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush. In Hilchos Shabbos, Peruch Chav Tes, Halach Yiral, says the Rambam, Yesh lo la'adam l'kadesh ala kos, Erev Shabbos miba'od yom, Afal pishlo l'nichnas ha'ashabbos. You should make Kiddush early on Friday, even though it's not really Shabbos yet. V'chein mavdil ala kos miba'od yom. He says it about Avdallah also. Make Avdallah early too. Aval Bishadayani Shabbos, even though it's still Shabbos. Why? Because what's Kiddush and Avdalah a kiyum of? What mitzvah in the Torah? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'kadsha. The nature of that mitzvah is to be Zachar Shabbos Bein B'chnisaso Bein B'yitziyaso, to mention Shabbos both when Shabbos comes in as well as when Shabbos leaves. Says the Rambam, Shem mitzvah sechira la'am rabbein b'shas k'nisaso v'yitziyaso Bein kodem l'shazu b'ma'at. The mitzvah doesn't have to be done pumped on the spot the second Shabbos begins, the second Shabbos ends. The mitzvah's done ballpark. You know, the basic time frame within which Shabbos is going to start or going to end. The mitzvah, Zechira Shabbos, just says that sometime around when Shabbos is going to start, you should mention Shabbos is going to start. Sometime around when Shabbos is going to end, you should mention that Shabbos is going to end. You should make Havdalah. Not a din in Tosefes, it's just the nature of Kiddush, the nature of Zechira Shabbos. So that's the Shita's Ram. There is no din of Tosefes Shabbos. There's no Chalos Tosefes Shabbos. Never heard of it. Doesn't exist. No din of Tosefes Shabbos. Yeah, he doesn't pass him like it. Right? He has to say that we don't pass him like that, Gemara. Now, the Rush in Tosa Rush and Brachas, just saying, Tosa Rush and Brachas says, you know what? It's the pasuk is meduyik like the Rambam. Pasuk says Zachar Siyom HaShabbos. It doesn't say Zachar Biyom HaShabbos. Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos sounds like somewhere around Yom HaShabbos you should mention Yom HaShabbos. If it was telling you on Shabbos, you got to do it right when it should say Zachar Biyom HaShabbos. So the Rush makes that deal. Sounds a lot like the Rambam. Gary?
Just come back to George's point. You have to say that it's Machlokes.
Yeah. Now, if that's the Shitas HaRambam, what's the Arzarua, the Mordechai, what are they going to do? Meaning, the Rambam had a very strong point. Not only did they make Kiddush early, they made Havdalah early too. How are you going to sell that as Tosefes? Making Havdalah early is not a mitzvah of Tosefes. So what were they making Havdalah early for? So what you have to say is that according to the Arzarua, the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Havdalah are different mitzvahs. The Rambam holds, the Rambam has a Chiddush. Rambam says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadsho means Zechira B'Knisaso Ubi Yitziyaso. That you have to, is both Kiddush and Havdalah Mida Oraisa. There's a mitzvah of Havdalah Mida Oraisa also. The Arzarua might just hold, Kiddush is a mitzvah Oraisa of Zechira Yom HaShabbos. Havdalah, the Rabbanon. And because it's the Rabbanon weren't so makbid on the Zman that you made Havdalah. They were makel that you're allowed to make Havdalah Mibod Yom. But Kiddush is the Oraisa. So if Kiddush can be done in the Zman of Tosefes, it must be that Tosefes Shabbos is the Oraisa. That must be how the Arzarua understands it. In fact, the Rav Haigon writes that a person cannot make Havdalah Mibod Yom. It says Mispalel Shel Adam Shel Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. Says Rav Haigon, Mispalel never said about Havdalah. They daven Shel Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos, but Havdalah Alakos is only La'achar Shetech Shav. Havdalah can only be done later. Meaning, according to the Rambam, where the idea of making Kiddush early and Havdalah early is not about Tosefes Shabbos at all. It's just about the fact that the mitzvah d'oraisa is do it in the ballpark in the same time frame, but not literally while it's actually Shabbos, so then it's fine, right? That you can make both early, but according to the Arzarua, that you have to, that the only reason you're allowed to make Kiddush early is because Shabbos actually starts early when you want it to. You can make Shabbos start early. How do you explain making Havdalah early? So two possibilities: either you can't, like the Ritzkei says of Haigon, you can't make Havdalah early, or you can make Havdalah early, but that's only because Havdalah, not like the Rambam, Havdalah is only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan were more makel with the Zman that a person can make Havdalah. That's the basic background to the Shitas HaRambam in the idea of Tosefes Shabbos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow I want to discuss Tosefes Shabbos a little bit more. I want to get into whether the main Chakira that they discuss by Tosefes Shabbos is, does Tosefes Shabbos actually make it the next day? Or is it just that you're not allowed to do Malacha now, but it's not actually the next day? Seven Nafkaminas, and we're going to go through the famous Machlokes Taz and Marshal and then we'll move on. We'll have 10 minutes left to share if anyone has time to stick around.